And so here at the last press conference, I'm interested in answering some of your questions. But mostly I'm interested in saying thank you for the job.
George Bush gave his last press conference yesterday. It was quite an emotional occasion, especially since at the president's last press conference last month in Baghdad, one of the journalists had thrown his shoes at Bush. Well, by contrast, yesterday at the White House, there was a degree of affection among the assembled press corps. Ewan McCaskill is in Washington for The Guardian.
Through it all, it's been, respected you. Sometimes they didn't like the stories that you wrote or reported on. Sometimes you misunderestimated me.
He was warmly received at the White House press conference. That's partly because, unlike Britain, Bush is their president. He's their head of state, equivalent of the Queen. So journalists in America tend to be a bit more respectful than we are of British prime ministers.
Thank you for those comments, Mr. President, for the question. I'm wondering if you plan to ask...
Does that mean that journalists don't ask very probing questions at these events?
I think the White House press corps are probably unfairly tarnished with this reputation. Certainly in the period after Bush was first elected and 9/11 and the run-up to the Iraq War, there was a sort of sense that the White House press corps were cowed and too well-behaved and too respectful. But I think that reflected the mood in America. But during Bush's second term, it's certainly not been like that, and the press have been pretty hostile. There was a sort of bittersweet sense to the press conference yesterday. I mean, in some ways it was astonishing. Bush was in a sort of mood for just sort of opening up in a way he'd never been before. You know, there's a sense of sadness, melancholy, regret over some of the mistakes he made and trying to defend other big decisions that sort of widely seen as mistakes. So sometimes it was almost slightly manic.
So, you know, I just disagree with the assessment, Mike. I tell people, yeah, you can try to be popular. In certain quarters in Europe, you can be popular by blaming every Middle Eastern problem on Israel. Or you could be popular by joining the International Criminal Court. Or I guess I could have been popular by accepting Kyoto, which I felt was a flawed treaty, and proposed something different and more constructive.
I think the biggest thing to come out of the press conference was he showed how much he'd been hurt by all the criticism from Europe and the elite and Washington over the last 4 to 5 years. He kept coming back to this theme. He claimed that he's not somebody that's given to self-pity, but certainly a lot of it sounded like that.
I strongly disagree with the assessment that our moral standing has been damaged. It may be damaged amongst some of the elite, but people still understand America stands for freedom, that America is a country that provides such great hope. You go to Africa, you ask Africans about Americans' generosity and compassion. Go to India and ask about, you know, America's, their view of America. Go to China.
Do you think the press will miss him for their part?
Well, he was a great story, certainly for the first 6 years in the office. You know, because of, you know, two wars, a recession, Katrina, Guantanamo. Especially, you know, for the liberal press, he was a great target. And I suspect they will miss that. But for the last year or so, the press in America has moved on. They've been covering Obama. They've been looking forward to him taking over. New president, new policies. And, you know, Bush, certainly in the last few months, has been a complete lame duck.
And was there any sense that Bush wishes Obama well? What did he say about Obama?
Well, he said, I think, 3 points that he wished Obama well. And, you know, there's a bit of scepticism over this, especially when Bush smiled, as he said that, you know, Obama's going to feel how momentous this job is, you know, within sort of minutes or hours of being inaugurated, he's going to step into the Oval Office, and it will descend on him just how much responsibility he's got.
You know, I've had I think this is my third conversation with him, and I generally mean what I say. I wish him all the very best. I found him to be a very smart and engaging person.
You felt he's almost sort of secretly, you know, wishing that, you know, Obama's going to realize just what a tough job it is. But then at the end, he made a little emotional plea saying he was genuine when he wishes Obama well, because he claimed that America has lots of enemies out in the world, and they're still intent on attacking and damaging America, and America needs a strong president.